So, Tim, what did you make of that performance today?
I think it's a building block. I mean, I think that we've been making steps every week. And, I mean, I think that that's a decent performance for us to come off of at home. I think we're just fine-tuning the game and just got to put together the final pieces.
You play a few games in the USL now. How are you finding the level compared to what you had at college level?
I find the game a little bit similar, but I think the USL game is definitely more, it's definitely harder. I think just a lot of, you notice a lot of college guys out here, but you also notice a lot of pro guys. So, I mean, everyone out there is a professional and everyone wants to not only be on the USL team, but they want to make MLS rosters. So it's a competition every day.
Now you're playing alongside Christian out there. Obviously, you're both trying to battle to get as high up the pecking order as possible. Does that play into your mind when you're out there that you kind of have to do better than your partner?
No, I wouldn't say so. I mean, Christian's one of my good friends on the team, and he's been since I've gotten here. And I mean, of course, we know that we play the same position and there's competition between us, but I think it kind of goes hand in hand with being a professional, is being able to deal with the competition, but also being able to deal with each other off the field.
What did it mean to you to captain the side today?
It meant a lot. I mean, I was a captain when we played against Sacramento. So, I mean, I knew that there's always a possibility of me possibly leading the squad. But, I mean, even when I'm not captaining, I'm trying to lead the team from the back. So I think it's just by leading by example and trying to drive this team the best that I can.
How have you found the test of playing a team like Sacramento, standalone USL side, and a team like Sounders, which is like you, a sort of a reserve side to an MLS team? Any differences and similarities?
I think there's differences and similarities. I mean, I think the Sacramento environment was very, very professional, and it was actually a great place to play. But I mean, I think from playing-wise, I mean, both teams want to play soccer. I mean, you know Seattle likes to play just by the way their first team plays. And obviously they're implementing it the same way with the USL team, just like we want to. I mean, but I think it's just the quality of every team in this league is going to be hard to come by.
Minutes is the biggest thing. And so just getting playing time, it's certainly at this stage of your career, is the biggest thing right now, whatever level it is. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, obviously I knew that I wasn't going to be able to walk into Vancouver and start right away. But I mean, I made it obvious to Robo and Gordo that whether I was making it with minutes with the first team or with the USL team, that I didn't only want to be training, but I wanted to be able to get games to improve as well.
What do you feel you're needing to do? I mean, the centre-back, Kendall, seems a lock, but with Diego being injured, Kaz, form's been a little bit up and down. What do you feel you need to do to maybe break into the starting lineup now?
I think just consistency is my biggest thing. I mean, just being consistent, being as solid as I can, and just proving to the coaches that when my name is called, that I'm ready to step up and be that kind of guy.
You and Christian have had some good minutes together. Can you talk about your assessment of the tandem and what makes it work so well?
Yeah, I think me and Christian play well together. I mean, we both just came out of college. We're both the same age. I think we both understand the game kind of the same way. So I think that not only do we understand the game the same way, but on the field we both kind of talk to each other a lot. We let each other know directions and whatnot, so we know what's going on with each other.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chase.
Thank you.